Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. I want you to think of two things for me. The first one is the equation, and see the numbers in your mind. Play this out. 2 + 2 = 4. So I want you to be able to experience that in your mind. Even if you can't see it, you can still think about it. And then I want you to think about a pink elephant in a purple tutu doing a ballet across your room. Usually, it's the one that's going to be a little bit different, a little bit more unique, that will get more of our attention and more of our focus than something that we're familiar with, something that's similar. And that is because of your RAS, your reticular activating system. Now, what does this have to do with your goals? Well, your RAS is turned on 24/7, and it is going to look for 4 things in your environment. First is going to look for what's painful. After that, could this create harm? When those 2 questions are satisfied, then it looks for what's valuable in the situation and what's unique. It is your RAS that hears a sound in the middle of the night that doesn't necessarily belong there. Maybe the refrigerator is cycling on and off. Yeah, you're used to that. But all of a sudden, something's been knocked over. Yeah, you're up and you're investigating it. Maybe. Or like me, going with the dog to investigate it. All right. Here's the challenge in going after your goals. Is that there's an aspect of your RAS that would use this pain and betrayal and value and uniqueness for yourself. But instead it was flipped to use it for someone else. So you have a hypersensitivity on people feeling uncomfortable, and you don't want them to feel like that because you know what it's like. And so then you do everything you can to try to keep them from harm, but usually at the expense of yourself. And if you're going to look for what's valuable in an experience, it's going to be what's known as relationship bargaining, where you're going to bargain within the privacy of your own mind on their behalf, at where you have to pay the price. And a lot of times they don't even know it. So you're going to look at what's valuable for them and then what's unique about them in order to make it happen. And you will continue to pour into them to try to get those experiences and your cup be running dry. So what do we need to do? We need to begin to flip this. So this is one of the series on getting subconscious agreement and going after your goals. And this one is the NAP. And the NAP simply says that things that are in conflict or opposition within us cannot be held in the same space and place. I cannot be developing a belief that I'm going to be healthy and then take action on binging an entire carton of ice cream. Now, the action is going to trigger the corresponding identity, and the one I'm trying to develop goes into hibernation. It takes a nap. Or maybe it's, I have these emotions of anger, and anger is good because anger says that a boundary has been violated, but I don't know how to express it in a healthy way, so I get resentful, and I have contempt, which means it's going to probably be the end of the relationship because I can't keep anger in a healthy space and place and keep a dysfunctional relationship. Something's got to go. Okay. So what is it that you need to do to begin to flip your RAS to begin to work for you? Well, let's go back to the first podcast and video in this series, which was what you focus on produces its physical counterpart. It comes to fruition, and that you're supposed to be focusing on your brilliance and your magnificence. You know, if I were to ask you right now, your 1 to 3 closest friends, family, what is absolutely outstanding about them? I'm sure you could rattle it off. And then I'd ask you the same question about yourself, and you'd have to pause and think and wow. Mm-hmm. So gotta realize your brilliance and your magnificence. Then, so that is every focus produces its physical counterpart, the coin. That was rule number one, law number one. Then number two, what's focused on comes to fruition. Sorry, I did those out of order there a little bit. So what's at the very top? What's absolutely amazing about you, and how can you bring that to your mental level, your emotional level, your physical level? And so you start from the peak and work your way down instead of starting in the pit trying to climb your way up. Then after that, that anytime there is a conflict between your subconscious and your subconscious wins every single time. So you use the four R's, reveal, release, relearn, rejoice, to partner the two aspects of you. The younger you that learned to do it for someone else, the wise you that's ready to allow you to step into leadership of your own life. You don't sacrifice one for the other. You actually begin to bring them together and allow them to evolve, allow them to grow, allow them to upgrade into one. So the nap. Anytime there's a conflict within you, you want to move forward. Oh, but you have all this baggage that you're trying to take with you. Something is going to have to go into hibernation. Wouldn't it be so much easier to let go of the baggage? And now your arms are open and free to be able to receive what your RAS has waiting for you instead of you always waiting on others. Success? Well, that's just the journey. The real destination? It's who you really are, your brilliance and your magnificence. Let's make this happen. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical. And your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants. But for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness Through Self-Hypnosis.